Key technologies for reverse logistics. Technology plays a crucial role in optimizing reverse logistics. The internet. The internet facilitates timely communication between customers and manufacturers regarding product orders and status updates in the forward flow of goods. It can also assist in the reverse flow by simplifying communication between the customer and the manufacturer or collection center regarding product repairs or replacement. The consumer can ask questions about the length of the repair process and if there are any costs that may be incurred. Any issues or problems can be resolved rapidly, thereby increasing satisfaction. Enterprise resource planning. An enterprise resource planning system can be configured to track a plethora of data, including internal and external returns, returns receipt processing, refurbishment processes, customer pay returns, warranty claim processing, product serial ID tracking, credit and debit memos, and cycle time. Electronic data interchange. Electronic data interchange can provide enhanced tracking of returned products, and organizations can analyze data on customer returns to help reduce returns in the future. Internet of Things. The Internet of Things, IoT, consists of devices connected to the Internet and sharing data to enhance processes. According to Bowersox and Supply Chain Logistics Management, the IoT offers opportunities throughout the supply chain to monitor production equipment, transportation equipment, demand, and inventory level without requiring labor time and expertise. Radio frequency identification. If returned products are tagged with radio frequency identification, RFID capabilities, then each item can be traced back to the customer who bought it and tracked as it moves through the reverse logistics flow. The RFID tags themselves can later be returned to the manufacturer, producer, or point-of-sale location and be reused. Returns Management System. According to Grieve and Davis, a Returns Management System, RMS, can assist in receiving returned products, sorting, processing, disposition decisions, and repair. A state-of-the-art system will also be able to help with financial transactions, reconciliation, quality assurance processes, and visibility requirements. Reverse Payments Process. There is a trigger mechanism in an RMS called a cutoff criterion that indicates that the various groupings of products by disposition are ready to be shipped. For instance, it may be decided that once the group of products to be sent for liquidation reaches a value of $7,500, then a return authorization, RA, is processed. A return authorization is acknowledgement from the company receiving the products and includes the list of items and quantities that it will receive in the shipment. Once the shipment is sent, then an invoice is sent to the receiving party. The cutoff criterion in conjunction with the shipping process impacts how many times a collection center can turn its inventory. According to Grieve and Davis, 20 to 30 inventory turns a year is a good benchmark. Achieving that rate requires visibility tools to monitor receiving, inventory, cutoffs, RAs, and timely shipping capabilities. Track and trace, blockchain. Track and trace technology is vital with or without it incorporating blockchain. A superior traceability system can play a key role in reverse logistics. Blockchain can be used to better track and trace returns and help communicate secure and reliable information in reverse logistics, such as ensuring that a returned product is not counterfeit and to communicate data on the full life cycle of products to manufacturers. Blockchain also is being tested for use during recalls, particularly in food and drug industries in the EU. Traceability is compulsory for these industries. AI, machine learning, and customer relationship management. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are being integrated into various technologies. A reverse supply chain use case is to monitor for red flags of fraud. If the organization's customer relationship software is integrated with such tools, specific customers can be tracked for their potential to be bad actors. The true value of these and other technologies can only be unlocked by investing in integration. An organization that can first define the strategic capabilities it needs to serve its customers, then determine what enabling technologies are needed, and then determine how to integrate them will be in a position to develop a fully automated, end-to-end reverse logistics or other process. The definition of Industry 4.0, also called digital transformation, illustrates how integration needs to involve value chain, process, and technology layers of integration. Industry 4.0 is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a concept of organizational and technological changes along with value chain integrations and new business models development that are driven by customer needs and mass customization requirements and enabled by innovation technologies, connectivity, and information technology integration.